Thank you, Minister, Mr. Vice President, Excellencies, distinguished representatives. First, let me just add to what our minister has already touched upon. Immediately after the start of Russia's aggression against Ukraine, Liechtenstein activated its national temporary protection scheme and offered safety and accommodation to the displaced persons arriving in Liechtenstein. To this date, 594 applications for temporary protection were lodged. Currently, more than 450 displaced persons from Ukraine are residing in Liechtenstein with temporary protection status. Altogether, the Refugee Aid Liechtenstein is currently caring for over 510 persons. This comprises persons with temporary protection status, asylum applicants, and temporarily admitted persons. As the Asylum Act equally covers all these groups, equal treatment for all persons seeking international protection in Liechtenstein is guaranteed. This includes, but is not limited to, access to healthcare and other social services, as recommended by Armenia, for example. In order to be able to offer the necessary and adequate accommodation for all displaced persons, we so far more than quadrupled our reception capacities since the beginning of 2022. Moreover, the number of staff at the Refugee Aid Liechtenstein has been increased substantially. This clearly was and still is an enormous undertaking involving a whole-of-government approach, considering our small country and limited personal resources. With regard to the whole asylum system, since 2018, Liechtenstein has furthermore improved its asylum and especially the corresponding appeals procedures, which before were considered burdensome and double-tracked. The appeals procedures were streamlined with a view to efficient and legally sound legal remedies, to an independent administrative court and our constitutional court. In this regard, the free legal counseling for asylum applicants was strengthened and it now offers support during the appeals procedures as well. Asylum applicants and migrants can exercise their rights without fear of discrimination. Now, let me give you an overview on the issue of vulnerable asylum applicants. The Asylum Act of Liechtenstein contains specific provisions for the recognition of gender-based persecution. Also, human trafficking, as well as domestic violence, can be reasons that women, but also men, can be recognized as refugees in Liechtenstein if the specific case meets the requirements. Moreover, our law foresees procedural safeguards for women, unaccompanied minors, and other vulnerable groups. For instance, female asylum applicants are only interviewed by female officers of the Asylum Division of the Migration and Passport Office if gender-based reasons are brought forward. This gender-sensitive approach is always applied where indicated. In procedures with minors or victims of torture, the Migration and Passport Office can also involve psychologists of the Office of Social Affairs in the interviews. The needs of vulnerable persons are also well respected with regard to the reception conditions. Families, minors, and single women are separated from male applicants in the center. With a view to one of the most vulnerable groups, unaccompanied minor refugees and migrants, Liechtenstein has strengthened intergovernmental cooperation, especially between the Migration and Passport Office, the Office of Social Affairs, and the Refugee Aid Liechtenstein. In line with the recommendation that was already mentioned, during the next 2 years, it is a priority to thoroughly train all staff involved on the important issues of identification of victims of human trafficking and of gender-based and other forms of violence, particularly against women. Integration is a key factor for the well-functioning of a migration system and our society as a whole. The integration study carried out in 2018, which was already mentioned by my colleagues, and the following integration strategy approved by the government has confirmed the measures taken by the government and my office in the area of language courses and support. During the yearly evaluation of the strategy and the determination of the concrete objectives for the relevant years, the field of migration is always included and evaluated. As a last point, I will touch upon the recommendation made by Portugal. In the last 5 years, no withdrawal of a residence permit has taken place. Due to the use of welfare or the reliance on social welfare. In the procedure, every case is evaluated on an individual basis, and the Migration and Passport Office is using its discretionary power to weigh the interests involved. With this, I conclude my remarks and want to thank you.